Hello, and welcome back to Genspired, the podcast. On today's episode, well, actually, for the very first episode, I wanted to give you the lay of the land, so to speak, provide some insight into what and how and why this podcast came to be. Before we begin, please remember that I'm not a medical professional nor a licensed therapist. I am, however, a spiritual being having a human experience right along with you. Topics discussed and shared on this podcast are not a replacement for licensed medical or mental health advice. Please trust and use your own discernment and intuition, but also be open and enjoy. All right, let's get into it. Let's get Genspired. From 2007 through to late 2008, I created and wrote a column called Single in a City for a local magazine, back when print was still a form of media consumed by the masses. Originally, the column was inspired by my love of Sex in the City, and I wanted to bring that kind of vibe to my own life within my own city. I wrote the column biweekly for just under 2 years, and I loved it. Every single minute of it. After I moved cities, started a new job, and continued on with the journey of my life, the column ended and social media began to make its mark on society. I've always had a love of writing, a love of storytelling, of relating, experiencing, and finding magic in and amongst all of those things. Flash forward to November 2024, and while trying to fall asleep one evening, I had a flood of all of these ideas that started to come to me. I sat up, turned on the light, and started writing them all down. In a matter of maybe 5 minutes, I had jotted down 40 thoughts, 40 ideas, 40 titles. As I stared at the list, I realized, wait a minute, could these be column ideas? Should I start another column? And then it quickly changed to, nope, Jennifer, get with the times. These are podcast ideas. These are thoughts and relatable topics that you could share and chat with others about. After reflecting on a name, which took a little while, when to launch, and a bunch of Google searches on how to run and start a successful podcast, my friends, here we are. One of the first things suggested to first-time podcasters is to think about your content and your target audience. What kind of podcast do you want to be? What do you want to talk about? How do you want to relate to your audience? For me, that was the easiest part of this process. Genspired, the podcast, is inspirational and authentic talk, period. The same essence that is my other passion, which is my own business. I run and operate a company called Genspire Home. And yes, you're saying to yourself right now, Jen, that name is almost exactly the same as your podcast. There's a reason for it. Genspire Home was born out of a desire to work and be more creative. I said goodbye to my corporate life, including my corporate clothes, my corporate speak, and the corporate Kool-Aid that never quite tasted very good to me. 3 years ago, I opened Genspire Home, which is a professional home staging, home organized, and interior design business. And I also absolutely love it. Being an entrepreneur feels like the most natural thing in the world to me. The word Genspire comes from both my first name, which is Jennifer, obviously, and the word inspire. Thus creating Genspire. When thinking of a podcast name, I was toying around with things like Let It Land or Sit With It, but they never quite spoke to me in the same way that Genspired, with the ED on the end, did. Taking those same words, but adding the ED at the end, and it becomes a whole new thing, an action, a verb, and it still feels deeply authentic to me. That's the beauty of life. While others may not feel the same way about something as you do, that's completely okay. If it feels authentic and real and natural to you, that's all that matters. And this does to me. 7 years ago, just before my 40th birthday, I had two tattoos put on my body. One was of a football on my back right shoulder, and the other is the word inspire on my right forearm. Back then, the football was an easy decision. My love of football runs really deep, so yep, ink me up with that. The word inspire, I can't honestly say spoke to me in the same way. It was just this inkling I had. a little feeling inside my soul that felt like it was the right tattoo at the right time and the right word. Flash forward, and it turns out that word put my entire life on a trajectory to bring me the most beautiful and joyful experiences, and today sits deep, deep within my soul as one of the most relatable words to me in the entire dictionary. I didn't think I'd be the one to put myself out here like this again, but here I am. And thus, it brings me back to my original point around finding a purpose and an audience for the podcast. Inspiration is around you everywhere and every day. The art of noticing, which if you continue to tune in, will be an upcoming episode podcast topic, is so incredible. If you just take a minute, sit with yourself, pause, you'll see it and feel it. So yes, I want to be an inspirational and authentic podcast. We're going to talk about all kinds of things. Some of which will include the original 40, as I'll fondly refer to them going forward, from the night that these ideas flooded into me. Here's a sample of what you can expect from future episodes. Happiness is an inside job. Girls who love football. No, period, is a full sentence. Move in silence. The Taylor Swift effect. Soul cupping. The art of courtship. Green flags in people. Emotions are energy in motion. Love that one. Here comes a doozy. Can men and women actually be friends? And I capitalize the BE, friends, the great debate. What your soul is trying to tell you. I'm also going to interview lots of very special guests and lots more. There will be times that I'll look to you, the listeners, for feedback, topic ideas, and polling. I'm excited to bring this collective together so we can experience all the magic together. Some topics may be longer, some may be shorter, but either way, I believe what we share and feel together, regardless of the duration, will be exactly as it's meant to be. It will find who needs to find it when they need to find it. You know what the average attention span of an adult is based on 2023 findings? 2.3 seconds. Wow. That is short in the grand scheme of things. Adults these days sit with something for 2.3 seconds before they are diverted away to something else. No wonder everyone is always in a hurry to get to the next thing. Well, if within those 2.3 seconds you've landed here within this podcast, please take a deep breath and let the words land. Let the words sit with you. See how they feel. You just might be surprised. I have no idea if 3, 13, or even 30 people will listen to this, but I'm optimistic it will get to the right people at the right time. The universe has its own algorithm, and I trust it completely. Will these episodes be perfect? No. Will they be authentic and real? Abso-freaking-lutely. So here it is, the first episode of Genspired, the podcast. I appreciate you spending your precious seconds with me. Everyone has the same number of seconds in a day, but how we use them is our own choice, and I'm flattered you chose to spend yours with me. Until next time, please choose kindness, always, for yourself and for others. And if you've been Genspired, please feel free to comment below. I'd love to hear from you.